Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck here in NYC with my main man Clay out in Nashville, Tennessee. We have a really astonishing situation playing out right now with the Biden administration interfering in at least one state's treatment protocol for people with COVID who are very sick. We will explain in a moment. It's a big deal. And I've been talking to folks down in Florida about it. Plus, we have a new FAA ruling. It's almost like they don't want you to see the thousands and thousands of Haitian illegal immigrants gathered down at the U.S.-Mexico border, at the U.S.-Mexico border, trying to get into the country right now in the Del Rio sector, I believe. They've come up with a new rule that will make it harder for people to see what is going on. The federal government has. What a surprise. And also, some are talking about a national divorce between left and right. Clay and I may have some fun with that in a little bit. I keep telling him he's got to keep a bunker ready for me in Tennessee for when I have to make the great escape. But in the meantime, here's what's happening in Florida. If you look at the case numbers, it's on the other side of the slope. One thing that we have seen about the COVID-19 virus all along is that it is seasonal. There are surges, there are declines. This has happened across the country. You heard a lot more about the surge in Texas and Florida this summer, warmer states, which mirrors what happens. Remember the Sun Belt surge of 2020? Mirrors what we've seen in the past. And of course, that was before any vaccinations had happened the summer of 2020. But you didn't hear about Oregon or Hawaii, which are hitting all-time highs in cases. And there's a lot of concern about what's really happening here. You know, questions should be asked, like, how long does the virus really, I'm sorry, does the vaccine really give effective protection? They admit it's not forever, not even close. It's 6 months. Is it more like 3 or 4 months? We'll dive into some of that. But monoclonal antibodies, you remember this was a thing. Clay, remember when monoclonal antibodies were a story that Governor Ron DeSantis was being attacked for in Florida because they said he had some kind of a donor or financial interest? Meanwhile, everyone agrees that monoclonal antibodies are helpful. Doesn't mean it's not a silver bullet. It's not a panacea. Helpful in treating people who are very sick with COVID. Well, all of a sudden, that story, by the way, of a financial interest was total crap. All of a sudden, now people are wondering what the heck is going on. The federal government has stepped in to cut monoclonal antibodies by half. Here is Newsmax reporter Emerald Robinson asking Psaki about this.
He promised on September 9th that he was going to send 50% more supply of monoclonal antibodies to states. Yet, the Biden administration is cutting supplies in red states by 50%. So, for example, you know, in Florida, they were expecting to get 70,000 doses this week, which they say they need. They're only getting 30,000 doses. And this is not just for unvaccinated people. In South Florida, half the people who are seeking this treatment are fully vaccinated. So why is the Biden administration cutting these supplies?
Clay, can I just tell you, I've gotten confirmation that is happening. Why?
Yes. It's a great question. And by the way, Buck, I'm in Florida. So as we get ready for the big Alabama-Florida game, I'm down in Jacksonville right now doing the show. And look, I live in Tennessee, so it's not in any way a shock to me. But it is interesting how wide open Florida is and the red states are. And let me give you some data because you were talking about it. Florida cases, this is according to the New York Times, down 41% in the last 2 weeks. To your point on the peak having been reached, we are rapidly approaching the number of infections being down 50%. Hospitalizations are plummeting too. Now let's talk about these monoclonal antibodies, and I'm sure I mispronounced that.
Monoclonal, yeah.
Yeah, monoclonal. Why it's so significant, all right? Because as we talked about yesterday, the people who are needing this are roughly 50% vaccinated and 50% unvaccinated. Why does that matter? Because we have been told, basically since the vaccine started, Buck, that if you get, remember what they initially told us was if you got vaccinated, you didn't have to wear a mask, you would never die of COVID. You would be basically unable to ever be hospitalized. And you would be, remember they told us this, you would be unable to really get or spread the virus. That's what they told us about the vaccine from the get-go, right? As we are continuing to look at the data, and this is where I would say our show has been among the most forward-thinking and honest of anyone in media. Because look, you and I both wish that this vaccine had been so successful that it led to a COVID zero universe. That is 100% not true. And already looking at many of the things that Dr. Fauci and Rochelle Walensky, the CDC director, said, much of what they said is untrue and factually proven to be untrue now. So the fact that there are a lot of people out there who are nervous about COVID, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, is supported by the data. But this is significant. Ron DeSantis, they have moved, and this is important. This is really important, and I want everybody to listen closely. They have moved with these monoclonal antibodies, Buck, from saying, oh, this is junk science that Ron DeSantis and Florida people are practicing, to now recognizing how successful these treatments are and restricting those treatments to the state of Florida. And let me just say this, because this is important too. They are basically acknowledging one more time that Ron DeSantis and Florida are correct. And this is also, I want everybody to listen closely. Remember in the early days of the pandemic when your home city of New York was overrun and most of the rest of the country back in March of 2020 was pretty fine? And if you went and watched the White House press briefings, the media would show up, Buck, and they would drill Donald Trump on whether there were going to be enough ventilators. Are we going to have enough ventilators? Are we going to have to ration ventilators? Are people going to die because they can't get ventilators? And we built all of these ventilators, and we didn't ration the ventilators, right? We overloaded New York.
There was no need for the rationing. But right now there is a demand for rationing, Clay, from the federal government. They have stepped in to take over the supply of monoclonal antibodies. You have to wonder what the heck is going on here. And we have a version of it. And that word that should terrify anybody who's aware of social justice lunacy on the left, equity, right? Equity is a fancy way of saying we do what we want and say that it's fair. Here is Jen Psaki. We had Emerald Robinson of Newsmax ask the question. Here is Jen Psaki saying, oh, we're not cutting access to antibodies for states like Florida. We're doing it in a more equitable fashion.
That's not accurate. First of all, we are increasing our distribution this month by 50%. In early August, we were distributing an average of 100,000 doses per week. Now we're shipping an average of 150,000 doses per week. But over the last month, given the rise in cases due to the Delta variant and the lower number of vaccination rates in some of these states, like Florida, like Texas, just seven states are making up 70% of the orders. Our supply is not unlimited, and we believe it should be equitable. Our role as the government overseeing the entire country is to be equitable in how we distribute. We're not going to give a greater percentage to Florida over Oklahoma.
Well, listen to the maniacal reliance here on equitable. What does that even mean? If there are more cases in certain states, you need to get them more monoclonal antibodies. Clay, two theories here. I want to know which one you think is more likely, or if you got a third, by all means. Florida is being punished by the federal government because they want, because now they know, the Northeast, you know, we're going to start having cases rising up here, and the whole Florida's the bad guy storyline goes away. So they want to punish Florida, which means, by the way, people are going to die because of this federal government decision. Or they want to hoard them for some of the blue states that are now in their seasonal upswing. They know it's coming.
I think it could be both, Buck. And what I want to build on there is, imagine if Donald Trump had said, we're not going to send enough ventilators to New York to satisfy the demand because we want to make sure that we take care of red states, which may have a demand in the future. To me, anybody logical out there would say, you send the treatment where the demand is most significant because that is where the most lives can be saved and or assisted right now. And I think both of your strategies are true. I think one, it's a punishment. I think they need for Ron DeSantis to be the villain to Joe Biden's hero. That's what they're trying to set up. And anything that can make him or the state of Florida, you heard her specifically reference Florida and Texas, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are the villains. And I also think the Biden administration is afraid now that they know. Remember, initially they were saying, oh, this treatment is lunacy. It doesn't make any sense. They now see that it works. And what they're afraid of, Buck, is as the blue states all over the Midwest, you're starting to see this tick up. All over the Northeast, Vermont, which is like 88% vaccinated, is skyrocketing in the number of cases that they have. Joe Biden doesn't want to disappoint his blue state brethren. If they don't have enough of this treatment, he doesn't want to be the bad guy. It's amazing how quickly this has moved from it's an irrational treatment to let's make sure, thanks to the experiment that we've seen in Florida, that we have enough of this for our blue state brethren.
There's no way that they can explain away a surge in the blue states this winter. It's not possible.
Right.
They're finally backed into a corner here. If you see surging caseload in New York, if you see surging, they're going to try to say, oh, but there's still some unvaccinated people. I'm sorry.
We've seen this too many times.
It doesn't wash. We all know this is bull. They told us. They figured it out. They know what's going on. Clay, I think there's a real anxiety at the very top level of the government. I mean, I think in the Oval Office, I think Biden and the people around him that actually make the decisions are thinking, how will we explain it to the American people if there's some rush for boosters, which may very well be coming in the wintertime, when we've told them that we did the right things, we figured this out, and it was those dumb red states over the summer that didn't know what they were doing. And by the way, they were underplaying monoclonal antibody treatment when it was effective for attacking DeSantis. When the medicine has always, I mean, the medical community has always been clear on it is useful, not a silver bullet, but it is useful. This is not like a, people say vitamin C or zinc or something. And, you know, that's always good for your immune system. But the point is, they were playing politics with it. And I don't think they have a way out of it. But Ron DeSantis, by the way, we should come back to, he wants to fight back on this. He's not.
Yeah, he wants to fight back on it. And Buck, I think we need to hit the data again. And I think we also need to point out that all Florida schools are back in session. And we were told, oh my God, if these kids go back to school and they're not wearing masks, the cases are going to skyrocket. The exact opposite has happened as Florida has returned, which also threatens the story that the Biden administration wants to tell. It's a big deal, and this is a significant clarion case that challenges much of what they have been arguing for a long time. And let me tell you, if you're using cell phone service with AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, you're paying too much every single month. Our friends at Pure Talk, Buck Sexton and I can tell you, I had them into my house. These guys are trustworthy. You can use the exact same network, exact same towers as one of those big three companies that a lot of you use, except you'll be able to save up to $800 a year. Think about how much $50, $60, $70 a month can mean to your family. Pure Talk, not only trustworthy, run by a U.S. veteran, guy who's got 40 years in the phone business. My own 13-year-old has a Pure Talk wireless phone, iPhone 12, by the way. He loves it. My family is saving a bunch of money. Buck, how can everybody else's family save as well?
It's so easy. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll save 50% off your first month, okay? And here's the offer from Pure Talk. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data. That's all just $30 a month, okay? So if you want unlimited data, they've got a great deal on that for you. And all you have to do to switch is take your cell phone out right now, dial #250, and say Pure Talk. That's #250, say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Encourage you to go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a minute of any of our discussion. Appreciate all the support you guys are showing for the show. 450, I think, plus affiliates nationwide. We're having a lot of fun. We're also hopefully making you a little bit smarter in a world where most media figures don't talk honestly with their audience. We are trying to be as honest as we possibly can every day. I am Clay Travis. He is Buck Sexton. And I am in the great state of Florida right now doing my show live from Jacksonville, and I'm proud to be in this state because it is one of the states in the nation where a governor is actually standing up for freedom, and Ron DeSantis is willing to fight for the people of Florida and stand up to the Biden administration when it feels like so many are just rolling over and acquiescing meekly to whatever the unconstitutional demands and mandates are from this administration. Here is Ron DeSantis saying he's going to fight against this idea of taking away the monoclonal antibodies that are saving lives in the state of Florida right now.
We're facing a massive, massive cut in monoclonal antibody treatments abruptly. Just after the president said they would have a 50% increase, we're now seeing more than a 50% cut for the state of Florida. So we're going to fight like hell to make sure that our folks get what they need.
Can we just say, Clay, that in 1 month's time, the Democrat corporate media has gone from Ron DeSantis is reckless for promoting monoclonal yes. antibodies and lining his pockets, just like they did, by the way, with the vaccine, too. Another lie from CBS News on that, which fortunately got blown away by DeSantis. But now they're actually going not just in the direction of monoclonal antibodies are good. They're trying to hoard them for other places. What does equitable distribution mean if not we get it to the places with the sick people?
You're exactly right. I mean, the way that the federal government should be behaving is to shift resources to the places that need them the most. And the idea that you would ridicule Ron DeSantis for monoclonal antibodies, and then suddenly, when you recognize how successful they are, suddenly shifting and taking away Florida's ability to treat its people. Now, the positive is here, and I want to keep hammering this home. It's probably the only place you're going to hear it. Cases are plummeting in Florida. And to your point, Buck, we saw this last summer. The Florida, the South in general, has their main, at least so far, based on the data we have, has their main pop in the summer earlier than other parts of the country.
Their summer surge is over, and Clay, to the data, it's migrating north. We're
yes.
seeing exactly.
Yes.
Tennessee's actually getting hit pretty rough right
yes.
now with caseload. So is West Virginia. Oregon still hit hard. Some parts of Nevada are getting hit pretty hard. And once this spreads out to the bluest of the blue, which is likely to happen, that's going to be an interesting conversation for the Biden administration.
A massively interesting conversation, because what you're seeing right now is the overall tide, the surge, is moving into the Midwest, right? Look at the numbers in Ohio. I know we got a lot of listeners in Ohio. It's likely to hit Ohio and Michigan and then spread on into Wisconsin and Minnesota.
I think
all
our friend Alex Berenson told
yeah.
us this would happen about a month ago. Remember that?
Yeah,
and
I
it is happening.
So. And he's going to join us, by the way, at the top of the third hour so we can get his analysis of the most recent data that's out there in a way that, frankly, nobody else is willing to talk about. And, in fact, he's so scary that they kicked him right off of Twitter.
Right. Yeah, you can't get him on Twitter. You need to get him here. So listen in on the third hour at 2:05 Eastern. We'll be talking to Alex Berenson. Coming up, we'll talk about immigration at the border, the disaster of our border policies under Biden. They want to hide it from it. But, you know, the days when the stock market's acting like it's on a roller coaster, there's one form of savings and protecting your hard-earned cash, and that's gold. It's protecting and holding gold. You can do that right now easy with the help of my friends at the Oxford Gold Group. Owning gold is smart for all kinds of reasons, okay? And maybe it's smartest as it's proven to hold value when inflation kicks up, and we can see that happening now. Oxford Gold Group has found the smart, safe way of allowing you to purchase gold and take possession of it. That's what I've done. If you think buying gold is complicated, it's not. My friends at Oxford Gold Group are who you need to call. They'll explain everything to you, having real gold delivered to your home or having it as part of your IRA. Call them at 833-404-GOLD and learn how you can have real gold in your IRA and delivered to your door. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We have one thing you can always count on with the media. They'll go along with the dominant narrative of the Biden administration at any point in time, and they will decide that they no longer have to speak truth to power, especially if it could embarrass the Biden team. Because one thing that your Democrat overlords cannot abide is being made fun of. That's one thing that is just unacceptable to them. They can't look foolish and silly because that erodes their power. Well, you see this in action right now at the U.S.-Mexico border, notably in the Del Rio section, in Del Rio, Texas. This would be the Rio Grande sector in Del Rio. And you have thousands, an estimated 10,000 illegal
immigrants, legal aliens who have gathered together. A lot of them are Haitian. A lot of them are Cuban. And there's others, too. Remember, there are over 65 countries, give or take, represented in those just in the last 12 months who have crossed into America illegally. There are, and I've been down to the border numerous times, there are people from Bangladesh, from Vietnam, from, you know, you're always being told about, oh, but what about the people coming from El Salvador and Honduras who are fleeing crime? And, okay, well, what about the people from all the rest of the world who are fleeing whatever they say they're fleeing too? I mean, this is an open border. That's the problem. But Clay, this is a real moment. We've actually seen this stuff in real time because of drone footage, courtesy of Fox News. You see this mass of people, thousands and thousands of people who are gathered under an highway overpass waiting to go into the United States interior. And the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, has suddenly said there is a 2-week airspace ban. No drones allowed near this congregation point for over 10,000 illegal immigrants. This is just the Biden federal bureaucracy covering for the boss in the White House who looks like a clown with an open border.
Yes, this is 100% what it is. And it's also an attempt, if they can avoid imagery, they can hopefully persuade the media not to cover the disaster at our southern border. And this is significant because I think it ties in with Biden's overall failure across the country. And maybe at the top of the second hour, we can run through some of the data on how much America is rejecting the Biden administration in general from some of the most recent polls, as he's hit basically a 42% approval rating. And what's significant here, Buck, is we're talking about 10,000 people. 10,000 people. Many of, and this is, by the way, just a small fraction of the people that are coming across our border like it's a sieve. And by the way, there's a huge percentage. We had Ted Cruz on yesterday, Buck, saying that of the young children that are in custody, there's an over 20% COVID positivity rate. So if you are obsessed, like the Biden administration is, with vaccine mandates, this is an incredible hypocrisy. You are allowing people to pour across our southern border, which is a violation of all sorts of federal law. We'll leave that aside. But at a minimum, it's in direct conflict with the arguments that are being made right now about the importance of testing for COVID and about vaccine passports. Buck, think about this for a minute. You aren't allowed to go out to a restaurant now or bar, basically, in New York or LA, our two largest cities, without having a vaccine passport. You are allowed to come across our southern border without getting any COVID test at all. If you're just being reasonable and knowledgeable and remotely consistent, which is more dangerous to America right now? Everybody pouring across the southern border with massive increase in COVID cases along that border, or people in New York City or LA being able to go to a restaurant and sit at an outdoor table at a bar and have a drink or dinner without vaccine passports, because one is required, the other one isn't.
There's clearly a double standard at work as well from the bureaucracy and from the federal government on the judicial side of all this stuff, because while we're talking here about vaccine mandates and vaccine passports and all these different restrictions and regulations that are meant for public health, in fact, as we know, the CDC believed, which is madness, that it had the power to tell you that you, not you, Clay, but one, right? It had the power to tell people that they could not evict someone who was refusing to pay rent in their home because of COVID. I mean, this was the definition of federal bureaucratic overreach. Meanwhile, under very legitimate Title 42 health authority, which says that you are allowed to tell people who are coming into the country during a pandemic, sorry, you can't come in, a federal judge just yesterday has now blocked the Biden administration from even being able to use, and the Biden administration has been avoiding using this or trying to get around it in a lot of ways, but this Title 42 power that it has to expel migrants showing up illegally at the border because of COVID risk. Federal judge has basically just said, you know what? You're not allowed to use health authority to prevent people who are COVID positive from coming into the United States because illegal immigrants are a protected class according to leftist interpretation of the law.
They don't even use the term illegal immigrants. It's an offensive term now in their world, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually technically illegal aliens in federal statute.
Yeah, offensive. Yeah, right. But that's now considered to be an offensive term.
Undocumented.
Undocumented. And look, it's also worth tying in addition to the flagrant hypocrisy going on with the COVID, not checking the border and simultaneously requiring citizens to have COVID vaccine passports. Remember, they're also, Buck, trying to get citizenship under the budget reconciliation process right now. They're trying to get millions of people who are not citizens right now allowed to become citizens under the budget reconciliation, which they could never pass right now in the United States unless, and they're putting all the pressure on the Senate parliamentarian to argue that this is an acceptable way to use the reconciliation.
I also think it's worth noting that the way they're trying to shoehorn 8 million is what it actually
8 million,
8
people.
Million people is the latest
election
number.
Decided by 40,000 votes, by the way, and they're trying to suddenly push in 8 million new voters.
But the reason they're trying to do it is because they say it will expand essentially welfare programs, and so therefore it's a budgetary issue. Meanwhile, if you point out that people who come into the country are more likely to need access to welfare. People come in illegally and stay here are more likely to need state benefits, get their health care at the ER, etc. All the things that we talk about, English as a second language instruction, the public school system, all of it, they say that's terrible. It's racist. Meanwhile, the Democrats are actually saying we're going to have a whole lot of people that will have more access to welfare benefits. That's why it's a budgetary
measure.
Which
is crazy.
That's why we're going to need reconciliation. It's madness that they're even trying it. And we're all hoping the Senate parliamentarian is some, iron backbone. But you don't know. And if they could get this thing through, Clay, it's game over in the next election. So they're throwing long bombs into the end zone right now. We're saying, well, it probably won't be caught. You know how that sometimes
doesn't
work.
It's a Hail Mary. Hail Marys every now and then work. By the way, we want to give everybody a pain-free life. That's why for every 10 people in the audience that have told Relief Factor as a possible solution, if you have picked it, then every day, 7 of you have reordered. Think about that. 70% of people are having incredible success. 100% drug-free product. John in California, he was in so much pain that, and given the politics in the state of California already, he had everyday physical pain too. He tried Relief Factor after taking it twice a day for just 3 days. He was feeling incredible relief. One person after another, including Buck's dad, who's able to go out and play 36 holes of golf, my wife, who works out like crazy, they are having tremendous success. You can too. Created by doctors, 100% drug-free, based on scientific research. It helps your body reduce pain and inflammation associated with aging, exercise, and everyday living. It goes right to the source of inflammation. And Buck, tons of people are having incredible success here.
Join the more than 500,000 people right now who have had life-changing relief from pain because of Relief Factor. Order the 3-week quick start today. It's only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Probably not going to surprise you, by the way. I'm about to pop out a video just watching it roll in my eyes. San Francisco's mayor, Buck, they have a mask requirement indoors, of course, in San Francisco. San Francisco's mayor was out partying with BLM group. No mask, like indoors. It's all so flagrantly hypocritical. This is Open Line Friday, by the way. Always like to take a bunch of your calls. Encourage you to call in and hang out with us. 1-800-282-2882. And, Buck, you have the call screener in front of you. I will allow you magically to make all decisions about who is going to be in the show
look
today.
At this. Clay is handing me the keys to the Maserati on
That's
the phone
right.
lines today. I appreciate it, Uncle Clay. Dr. Molly in Kentucky has some thoughts for us. Welcome. Open Line Friday on the Clay and Buck Show. What's up, Doc?
Hi, Buck. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we all can.
Okay, great. I just wanted to, I've been listening to you, and I wanted to express my views on natural immunity treatment and everything.
Yes.
I've been treating COVID since November of 2020 with ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I've sent some people for monoclonal antibodies recently. I took hydroxychloroquine myself when I tested positive for COVID, and I never got any symptoms. I've been vocal about the harms from the lockdowns and the masks too. The murder rate in Louisville has been terrible. I have the natural immunity, so I have not been vaccinated. I'm able to decline the vax because I am independent, so I own my own practice. So I just wanted to share that there are some doctors out here who agree with what you're saying. And a lot of doctors just can't speak out about
it. What do you say, Doc, to the people who will, I'm sure, if they could, and I don't know if it's happened to you, say, oh, but what about this study of hydroxychloroquine or that study of ivermectin? It did not show benefit, right? Fauci's running around saying this all the time. Do you just feel like you've seen it work enough in your practice that you don't really care what they say or what?
Well, I've seen it work, and I also know that it's not as harmful as they've been trying to claim.
Right,
and,
right.
And I have this other perspective because I'm an addiction specialist as well. And one of the reasons I'm an addiction specialist is because when I moved to Kentucky, pretty much almost everybody in the state was given 180 Percocet and 90 Xanax a month. So if we're gonna try to claim that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine are harmful, I just think it's ridiculous.
Doc, thanks. And Clay, you have anything else for the doc?
No, I mean, I appreciate her calling in and
thank you, Dr.
all
Molly.
The other doctors. I think next week, Buck, by the way, I'll go ahead and put this out there. We need to have a open forum for doctors. You don't have to tell us exactly where you work, certainly, or even your official name on the show itself. But I think there are so many doctors. The feedback that we got yesterday from the calls that we got from doctors. I believe it was Paul that called in Canada, Toronto.
Paul, the epidemiologist, was
yes.
En fuego.
And by the way, that call, if you missed it yesterday, you can certainly get it on the podcast, but it's also up at clayandbuck.com. I got a lot of people, I don't know if you did too, Buck, like emailing me directly
yep.
saying, hey, I want to share this with my friends, my family. We're going to have next week, we'll pick a day, and we'll allow doctors to just call in, open forum, and some of you can call in today as well, but tell us what you wish you could say if you didn't have to worry about the other doctors being like, oh, you can't say that based on your experience.
Clay, we have the whole interview up at clayandbuck.com, also on the podcast. It was a call, but it felt like an interview because
yeah,
we let him go.
Right.
Here's just play 20. Here's a reminder of what he was saying yesterday.
When we look at the Israeli data today, we see that the Israel implemented its booster program, two shots, August 1. When we plot the graphs, we saw that the infections were going up steadily. But what is very interesting and staggering is, if you look at August 1 onwards to now, you see that the infections have exploded. In fact, what is showing is that the booster program, the two shot, not only did not stop the transmission, it exploded the transmission. And we are arguing that the vaccinated persons are carrying such a high viral load in their mouths, in their oral cavities, and nasal pharyngeal passage. They are contributing to the spread. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Clay, that got a lot of people's attention, including doctors who reach out to me who say they can't tell me that that's 100% what is happening. They've told me that is plausible. Which is interesting enough.
You and I, it's not a surprise to anybody, but you and I talk a lot off the air. And last night we were going back and forth talking about this theory. And it is a theory, a hypothesis maybe even. This is how science works. You look at the data and you try and figure it out, right? And the data is reflecting right now that even in states that have massive numbers of people who are vaccinated, the number of cases are skyrocketing. I know the media focuses on Florida, by the way, where cases are now down 41%, according to the New York Times, even over the past couple of weeks. But Vermont, for instance, is skyrocketing. I tweeted out Vermont, I think, has an 88% adult vaccination rate. Why are those numbers skyrocketing in a way that no one would have anticipated? There is a theory that the vaccinated people are spreading widely COVID because they have high rates of vaccinated, you know, basically yes. they're shedding high rates of
and
COVID.
And have no idea that they're sick, which is, of course, your body's way generally of telling yes. you what's going on here.
And that instead, by the way, of the unvaccinated being the people who are widely spreading it, they're actually getting it from the vaccinated, which is 100% the opposite of what is the overall prevailing narrative right now.
Jody in Jacksonville, Florida. Clay, aren't you in Jacksonville?
I am in Jacksonville.
Jody wants to hang out.
Street,
you guys should have
yeah.
coffee later. Jody, what's up?
I was calling just because I'm in Florida, and I listened to what Psaki said yesterday, as well as DeSantis' press conference. And Psaki just flat out lied. We are not a low vaccination rate state.
That's true.
We're like, yeah, I mean, it's like, what, top 10 of large states, top 20 of all of them? Number yeah. two, half the people who are getting the monoclonal antibodies at the site he was in South Florida yesterday are vaccinated people.
Yes.
Three. Clay mentioned this, Jody. Just, you know, I spoke to a Florida state official about this before I came on the air. Three of the biggest monoclonal sites have at least 50% of people who are fully vaccinated trying to get the, and this is in South Florida.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's a massive story. And I think that's important, too. People like to talk about Florida as if it's not a highly vaccinated state. Florida's about average for the country. It's not that far behind California right now in terms of adults that are vaccinated.
Jody,
when we come back,
great
story.
Thanks for joining us here. Thanks for being with us. You know, Clay and I want to have a little conversation. We come back. He's going to lead us off with Sarah Silverman, who's a comedian, is saying maybe there should be a red state, blue state divorce in this country. We're going to sort of kick the tires on that idea a little bit. Talk about why it feels like that these days. Plus, more updates on COVID. Alex Berenson, Hour 3, going to be with us. Stick around.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.